我们该写第几个世界了？ It seems like 11, 9. 九章的标题是弃绝一切物质的事物。
So first we'll go over the word for word.
字对字。
Mana, the mind.
心意。
Ekatra, in one place.
在一个地方。
Some yunja, one should fix.
应该专注。
Jitta, conquer.
征服。
Shwasa, the breathing process.
呼吸程序。
Jitta, conquer.
征服。
Asana, the yoga sitting position.
瑜伽的坐姿。
Vairagya by detachment.
通过气觉。
Abhyasa yogena by the regular practice of yoga.
依靠瑜伽的规范修习。
Jhiyamana, the mind being steady.
心意稳定。
Atandrita, very carefully.
非常小心谨慎。
Muna ekatra samyamja jita shwaso jita sana vairagya vyasa yogena jhiyamana atandrita.Mana ekatra samyamja jita shwaso jita sana vairagya vyasa yogena jhiyamana atandrita.Mana ekatra samyunjad jitta swaso jitasana vairagya sena yogena jiyamanam atandrita. Mana ekatra samyunjad jitta swaso jitasana vairagya sena yogena jiyamanam atandrita.Having perfected the yoga sitting postures and conquered the breathing process, one should make the mind steady by detachment and regulated practice of yoga. Thus, one should carefully fix the mind on the single goal of yoga practice.
译文：在完美了瑜伽坐姿，控制了呼吸之后，人应该以气觉的精神和规范的瑜伽修习，让心意稳定下来。因此。人应该小心翼翼地全身贯注于瑜伽修习的目标上。
For part, by the disciples of Prabhupada, one should develop vairagya or detachment by observing that all material things are doomed. Thus one should take to the regulated practice of yoga, which in this age means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur,The Avaduta Brahman is recommending Bhakti Mishra Ashtanga Yoga, the Eightfold Mystic Yoga process performed as an offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay?
好，要旨，人应该留意到所有物质注定要毁灭，因此应当培养 Vairagya 气觉精神。因此，人应该接受规范性的瑜伽休息。在这个年代，这种休息意味着唱诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 的程序。Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说，这位 Avaduta Brahmana 在推荐 Bhakti Mishra Ashtanga Yoga， 即献祭给至尊人格守神的八步神秘瑜伽程序。
Four parts, and he's a guru to tell us, because it doesn't sound like that just from reading the translation. You have to know something with it, all these different yoga, what the real goal is.
So we need a guru, 灵性导师，因为仅仅是读了这个译文之后，我们还不能完全透彻的理解。通过要旨，我们知道了瑜伽的目标是什么。
But just by the sloka here, it's very clear that just asanas and pranayama, that's not the goal. That's just steps on the way to the goal.
从这个师节的译文上看，仅仅是坐姿还有呼吸法还不足够。您还应该知道目标吗？
You perfected the yoga sitting and the breathing, then you can make the mind steady.
在完美的瑜伽坐姿控制了呼吸之后，人就可以让心意稳定下来。
By regulated practice of yoga, so obviously just asanas is not yoga.That's just a step to get to yoga. Yoga means connecting with the Supreme.
仅仅是坐姿并不等同于瑜伽， 它只是瑜伽的一个阶梯，一个步骤而已。瑜伽的含义是跟至尊相连。
The desire to enjoy the material world is so strong that the mind wanders here and there uncontrollably. Therefore, it is stated, "Driyamana." The mind must be fixed on the goal of life, the Supreme Personality, Godhead. In the perfect stage of mental concentration called samadhi, there is no longer any distinction between internal and external vision, since one can see the absolute truth everywhere.
想要享受物质世界的欲望非常强烈，乃至心意飘忽不定，不可控制。所以说 ，Driyamana 必须让心意专注于生命的目标。至尊歌手神在心意专注的完美境界 Samadhi 中，内在和外在的事物不再有区别，因为那时候能看到绝对真理无处不在。
In the mystic yoga process, one must sit properly and then it is possible to control air within the body. When the breathing process is controlled, the mind, which is dependent on the actions of the bodily air, is usually fixed in higher consciousness. But although the mind may be momentarily controlled, if one is overcome by desire or sense gratification, the mind will again be lost. Thus, this verse emphasizes vairagya, detachment from material world. This is attained by Abhyasa Yoga, the regulated practice of Krishna consciousness, which is the highest yoga system. It's confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
在瑜伽程序中，人必须坐姿正确，这样才能控制体内的各种气。当呼吸被得以控制，依靠体内各种气的运动的心意会轻松地专注于高等知觉，但是尽管心意可以即刻得到控制，倘若人被感官享乐的欲望战胜，心意必再次迷失。所以本师节强调 Vairagya 弃绝物质幻象，通过 Abhyasa Yoga 规范的 Krishna 知觉修习，这最高的瑜伽体系便可做到这一点，正如国家梵歌所证实的。
Yoginam api sarvesham madhyate antaratma sarvan vajjate yomam samayukta matavam. Of all the yogis, you always abide in me with great faith, worshiping me and transcending the loving service, is the most intimately united with me in yoga and the highest of all.
国家梵歌第六章十节四十七，在所有瑜伽师章中，谁以巨大的信心永至我中，并以超然的奉爱服务崇拜我，谁就通过瑜伽跟我最亲密的连在一起，谁就是最高级的瑜伽师。
Okay, Om Gyana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chatsura Militanena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Kutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tirame Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Paschachadesha Tarane Manchakalpa Trivishcha Priprasindu Vivcha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavi Vyo Maha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Trishti Namaha. Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Nagapati, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Stute. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga Rahe, Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Pe. So the idea of detachment from material things, we have to be attached to something, that's our nature. So to detach from material, we have to attach to Krishna.
Krishna.
You have to know the goal. And the goal is Krishna, of course, the service to Krishna.
We要了解目标是Krishna.
So, there's examples, you know, like say in basketball, Chinese people like basketball. There's a goal, the team wants to get the ball in the net. They want to get it through the hole. And everybody is focusing on that goal.
那就拿打篮球做比喻吧。 因为中国人喜欢打篮球。 那个篮球呢,它有一个那个篮筐, 这个篮筐就是整个球队的注意力的焦点。
You say you're studying in the university, so the goal would be you want to graduate.
再打个比喻,比如是上大学,上大学的目标呢,就是毕业。
In order to graduate, you have to do the work day by day, take the test, and hear the lectures, and write the papers. You can't just graduate by doing other things.
为了拿到毕业证顺利的完成学业你必须得通过考试做试验写作业听讲课你只有这样才能拿到文凭否则做别的事儿不能帮助你拿到文凭。
So, vairagya. Ragya means attachment. So, everyone's attached, you know, to their body and into all the different expansions of the body, family, and other things. You know, get attached to things even more than people aren't coming in.
Vairagya当中的ragya的意思是衣服。 一个人他会依附自己的躯体依附这个躯体的扩展以家人形式出现的躯体的扩展。
So once we Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we jump ahead, you know, and we can chant the holy name of Krishna right away, whatever other condition you're in, and get attached to Krishna. We don't have to do all the sitting postures and pranayama and everything. That may help us, but it's not required. If someone can just chant the holy name, we can achieve everything.
其实主彩蛋念的仁慈，我们现在都可以，一步登天了，马上就可以念诵 Hare Krishna， 不管我们是处在什么样的状态下。 我们立刻就可以开始念诵。
That's the topmost yoga, you know. Change the holy name of the Lord.
唱诵圣名是最高的一流的瑜伽体系了。
But anyway, if you, they use the word yoga, in Chinese they say yoga, but everybody thinks it's just exercise.
嗯，现在呢，就是这瑜伽这个词儿呢，已经泛滥成灾了。嗯，人们都把瑜伽就当成了一种体操锻炼。
Having a nice body and being able to manipulate it in different ways. But that's not yoga, that's just asanas, exercise.
嗯，怎么让这个躯体柔韧伸展这个躯体变成各种各样的这个姿势，那这个并不是瑜伽，这个只是体式。
To advertise the so-called yoga school, they always have a beautiful looking person standing on one leg with the other leg sticking straight up in the air or something. You know, something that looks really impossible. And they think that's yoga, but that's just people in the circus do that also.
嗯，我们看到呢，就是有瑜伽学校，他们就会做广告，广告上的画面呢是一个就是形态俊美的人，他一只腿站单腿站立，然后另外一只腿呢就伸向天空，他们称之为瑜伽，但这个并不是瑜伽的含义，但这马戏团的人也可以这么做呀。
We mentioned here that the this is Avadhuta speaking to the king. He really means Bhakti Mishra Ashtanga. Ashtanga is an eightfold yoga, Yama Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Dhyana, and like that, just Samadhi.
在这里呢，这位阿拉都塔在向国王说话，阐释的是Bhakti Mishra Asana Yoga， 八步瑜伽呢就包括 Yama Niyama Asana， Pranayama Dhyana 立直到 Samadhi。
So Bhakti Mishra means mixed.
Mishra 的意思是混合的。
So Bhakti mixed with this Ashtanga Yoga.Ashtanga Yoga mixed with Bhakti. That's the beginning process. Get you free.
Bhakti Mishra Ashtanga Yoga. 这个是起始阶段，让一个人。
We usually hear, you know, get karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Bhakti mixed with karma, mixed with Jnana.
我们还有。Karma Mishra Bhakti 或者是 Jnana Mishra Bhakti 就是混杂着 Karma 的果报的风爱和混杂着思辨的风爱。
Eventually when we get to the point of just Bhakti，
那最终一个人会真达到纯粹的风爱。
But the way you get there is by chanting andLord Chaitanya is so kind that he gives the chanting right away to anybody and everyone. You don't need any preliminary qualification and special mercy.
主 Chaitanya 是最慷慨大度，是最仁慈的化身。他立刻就给予人们那个念诵的程序，每个人无需事先的资格，马上就可以开始。
The desire to enjoy the material world is very strong, and the mind is jumping all over the place.
但是享受物质世界的愿望是这么强烈，这心意呢是到处的上蹿下跳。
So that's why we need to fix the mind on the goal. The goal we want to be totally surrendered to Krishna and Arjuna.
我们希望的是让心意专注于目标，专注于臣服于。
It's like anything. Say you're just walking along, you're driving in the car, you're riding on the train. There's a goal. You want to go to a particular place, so you have to stay on the train until it gets there.
这就是 就好像一个人坐火车或者骑自行车，他要去个目的地，那他就待在火车上，不要下车。
Sometimes Krishna makes special arrangements for people.
有时候 Krishna 也为人们做出特殊的安排。
I heard Ramaswamy telling his story and how he got to Vrindavan.
我听到 Ramaswamy 讲述他是怎么去 Vrindavan 的故事。
So he was, traveling around India. He didn't even know about Vrindavan, and he wanted to go to some place in the north where he was having a big yoga festival.
他呢就在全印度境内旅行，他呢就想，他当时不知道，没听说过文达文，然后他就想去印度北部的一个去参加一个瑜伽节。
And they were taking the cheapest train, and it's so crowded you can't even sit down even.
他们就乘上了最便宜的、最廉价的火车，那个火车特别拥挤，人都没有地方可以坐。
Then there was a flood, and the train was stuck for 20 hours with water up, everywhere. Nobody could get off.
他们遇到了洪水，这个火车呢就在当地呢停留了20个小时，人们没办法下火车。
And finally, it stopped at some station.
最后呢，火车呢终于停在了一个站上。
And they got off because they wanted to get some fresh air and some water. And they go out to the window.
他从窗户上就爬出去了，因为他想透透气，然后喝点新鲜的水。
And then the train started moving, and they couldn't get back on.
火车就发动起来了，但他没办法再回去了。
So all of a sudden they were just in this empty train station. Nobody around.
然后突然他发现就自己孤零零的一个人在车站上站着。
So he had an idea to go somewhere else, but, so he asked somebody, where are we?
他就想去一个地方，然后他就问，哦，我们现在在什么地方？
And he heard that this is Mathura, the birthplace of Krishna.
人们告诉他这个地方叫 Mathura, 主 Krishna 降生的地方。
Local person said, "I'll take you to the birthplace." So they went.
当地人就自告奋勇说，我带你去他的诞生的地方。他们就去了。
So for he'd been living in the mountains and by himself, or with just a few people. All of a sudden, this Mathura and Janmashtami into so many people.
他之前就在一个孤僻的地方呢，一个人或者是很少的几个人在那里休息打坐。突然之间，他来到了人潮特别多的地方 ，Mathura。
And then somehow he decided to go to Vrindavan.And that's how he got to Vrindavan. He stayed a long time.
后来呢，他就决定去 Vrindavan. 他在 Vrindavan 待了很久。
So sometimes, Krishna makes special arrangements. You can't make it to you have the wrong goal. But now we know the goal is Krishna Bhakti and service to Krishna.
有的时候 Krishna 就会做出特殊的安排。我们现在知道了，我们的目标是 Krishna Bhakti。
Sometimes devotees say, "I want prema," but prema, if you have prema, you'd be absorbed in service. But we want service. That's the topmost thing. To please Krishna, humble service, and from that comes prema.
有的人一上来就说我要 prema， 但 prema 的意味着。 意思就是服务。一个人他有了身宝之后，他就会一刻不停地做服务。
So, if someone gets to real samadhi, then they can see Krishna moving.
当一个人真正的进入了真正的 samadhi 的时候，他就无处都能看到，随时随处都能看到 Krishna 了。
So whether you're meditating inside or outside, it's the same.
So, 无论是他内在的冥想或者外在冥想都一样。
Okay, let's see what else we have here. So the mystic yoga process, you need to do this.Asana and yoga and sit up straight and so many things.
对于玄秘的瑜伽程序，就是需要坐姿、呼吸，然后这些。
To control the mind and body, so we can concentrate and then gradually meditate. But what Chaitanya has given us the holy name right off.Description of Krishna and pictures of Krishna, all these things we have. Because it's Kali Yuga and he's making it simplified everything.
主舍丹娜就给了我们最简单的方法，就是唱诵圣名，然后我们也有这些图片啊、照片啊，因为我们现在处的是卡里年代，所以只能通过最简单的方法。
Abhyasa yoga, that means regulated practice of Krishna consciousness. That's the highest level.
Abhyasa yoga 就是规范的、规范性的修习瑜伽。这个是 Krishna 知觉，就是最高级的境界了。
That's what Krishna tells Arjuna in chapter 12 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.The best thing is just think of Krishna all the time, be in full samadhi. That would be perfect.
我们在不久以前刚刚讲了《不加梵歌》第十二章，就是全神贯注的专注于 Krishna。
But if you can't do that, then practice.
如果你不能全然的将心意专注于我，那么就修习 Bhakti 瑜伽、风爱瑜伽的规范原则吧。
So this word Abhyasa is in this purport, it's also on Bhagavad Gita.
钥匙当中 Abhyasa 这个词在博家梵歌当中反复的出现了。
Chapter 8 Verse 8
第八章十节八。
Abhyasa yoga is the constant practice of thinking of Krishna.
Abhyasa yoga 的意思是恒常的想着 Krishna.
So that's what we want. In order to do that, we need sensation of the Lord is doing it.
是我们需要希望达到的目标。我们需要明白我们的
目标。More than any kind of practice or any kind of activity or any kind of desire is the most important thing. What do you want? There may be different people do different things to get to it, but the desire to just surrender to Krishna, to just serve Krishna, not be distracted, not be upset by half a goal and half a less of distraction.
休息比休息和活动更重要的是心愿、愿望。一个人他应该知道，怎样去臣服，怎样才能做到毫不分心的去臣服。
So association with devotees is very important because it inspires us to.There's always somebody who wants to chant, somebody who wants to do something, who wants to do some service, and keeps us busy in Krishna's service.
联谊至关重要。因为呢，这样一来呢，一个人就会忙于做服务，忙于念诵，他就会一直就让自己保持在忙碌的状态下。
The mind can be dragged away so easily. The way it is to just be always chanting and hearing.
心一很容易就会被拖拽跑。最好的方法呢，就是恒常的念诵。
Well, we're fortunate because Kali Yuga technology has given us all this internet andrecorded everything, and we can always be hearing kirtan and hearing the class and hearing something without even knowing it.
我们如此特别幸运，因为现在科技如此发达，我们可以从去聆听网上的讲课，聆听网上的 kirtan， 足不出户就可以去聆听到这些。
So,Krishna, the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the emphasis is karma yoga.
古加梵歌的前六章强调的是 karma 瑜伽、业报瑜伽、活动瑜伽。
The last verse of the sixth chapter, it's always mentioned a little bit about bhakti, not.So specifically, in the first six chapters.
在前六章呢，偶尔提到了一点巴克提瑜伽、凤耳瑜伽，但不多。
Yogi nama pisave shamad gatena taratna shadavan bhajate yomam swame yukta matoha.So he tells about Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, everything in the sixth chapter, controlling the mind, and so many things.
在《博伽梵歌》第六章，就讲到了活动瑜伽、思辨瑜伽，怎么控制心意，怎么通过瑜伽练习去控制心意，讲了很多。
Then all of a sudden he says this.Of all the yogis, the one who's always thinking of me with great faith and worshiping me is the most intimately united in the world. Me and me, he's trying to say.
然后最后，在《博伽梵歌》第六章最后一个时节就说到了，在所有瑜伽师当中呢，所以就是怀着坚定的信心，常住于我中的是最高级的瑜伽师。这里反复提到了我。
And worshiping me in loving service.
通过爱心服务崇拜我。
Then starting in chapter 7, Krishna starts to describe himself in very detail.
从第七章开始。
That opens it up like so much.
那从第七章开始。Krishna 就开始描述有关于他自己。
My satyamana pratam yoga myunjan vashan shunshan shunshan I'll teach you free from doubt how you can know me.
现在请聆听我说怎样才能免除所有的疑惑。
And that means chant the name of the Lord, such as Tam Tam Tamam. Follow the regulative principle. Hear from Krishna as much as possible. Hear from devotees who are representing Krishna.
这就意味着唱诵他的名字和主的奉献者联谊等等。
Okay, thank you very much. And let's see if we have any inquiries about the absolute truth.
那我们讲课，我们接下来回答问题。第一个是 Radha Nanda Devadasi Hare Krishna 真正敬拜顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva 瑜伽是和至尊歌手神 Krishna 连接的活动是灵性的灵性意味着真善美至纯至粹完全正确没有错误无论灵性还是物质所有的一切都被灵性所操纵可以这样理解瑜伽吗感恩您感恩所有的奉献者Hare Krishna, this is dear Srila Gurudev. Yoga means to connect activity to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. It's spiritual. Spiritual means choose goodness and beauty and the supreme purity.It's absolute right, no fault. No matter spiritual or material, everything is manipulated by spirit. Is this understanding of yoga right?
Yeah, so what was the question again?
The first, she said that yoga means to, activity to connect with Krishna.
Right, that's right.
And
it's the highest meaning.
And everything is good, no matter whether it's material or spiritual, it's all controlled by spirit.
Yes, we are spirit. We want to be controlled by the same spirit instead of by the energy of the world, the material energy. We're all spiritual. We chose for the time being to be.In the material body and trying to enjoy that.
是的，是的，您就是灵性的，希望能被至尊的灵魂所控制。
Maharaj,
I have a question.
Okay.
So Bhagavad Gita said that everything is done by material nature. All the activities carried out by material nature. What about our thoughts? Is it also carried out by material nature?
Our thoughts?
Yes.
It depends what you're thinking of. If you're thinking of Maya and thinking of sense gratification, that's the influence of the modes of nature. We have a choice, though, but we have to choose. You know, if we choose, I want to think about Krishna, Krishna will help us think about Him. And then we're under the control of a higher nature, not the three modes of nature, but the spiritual nature. I'll be right back. I have to have a quick break, as usual.
我刚才的问题就是说，佛教圣歌说一切都是。 由物质自然三形态所做的 我的问题就是 那我们的思想是不是也是物质自然三形态做的呢？ 妈妈回答就说 这得看情况， 看我们是想着Krishna呢， 还是想感官享乐。 我们有选择， 我们可以去选择， 我们可以选择是被高等的能量控制呢， 还是被低等的能量控制？
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I understand.
So, a question?
Another question. Jaya Padma. So, as a spiritual soul, we have nothing to do with those souls, and those souls are all carried out either by spiritual nature or by material nature. Is this understanding right?
Yeah, according to our desire.
Oh.
We are involved in it. But we're not actually doing anything except desiring when Krishna leads us in it.
Oh.
God.
我就继续问了一个，就说 就是我们作为灵魂，就我们什么也没做，然后或者是我们都是被物质能量控制，会被我们思想也是或者被灵性能量控制，或者是被物质能量控制。马拉回答就说，是的，这而且这是取决于我们的愿望，我们自己是什么也没有做的。 但是根据我们的愿望，Krishna会做出安排。Okay,
so that, you know, it's a little bit tricky to understand, but we think I'm doing everything, but we're not really doing it. But we're desiring it. According to our desire, I think Krishna arranges things. It can be arranged by the material energy or the spiritual energy, that depends on what our desire is. Ultimately, it's all the spiritual energy, but the material energy is working under the spiritual energy also.
For example, I'm thinking that this is my thought. I'm thinking like this. This is also due to the desires arranged by material nature.
The desires are arranged by the desires.
But
our false ego. We get a false ego, And then we contact different modes of nature. And we desire different things, and then Krishna made it.
So the false ego is sinking, but the spiritual soul is now sinking.
The soul has a mind also, there's a spiritual mind. But if we get bewildered, we don't want to serve Krishna, then we get a false ego, a material mind.
So like the Yashoda, Mother Yashoda is thinking how to serve Krishna, so that's a spiritual mind, right?
Yeah, that's completely spiritual. You're thinking, anybody is thinking how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, then that's a spiritual mind. The real mind. The material mind is not the real thing. Just like these eyes. The soul has eyes also and ears, and we're seeing through these eyes, which limit what we can see.
The
material mind limits what we can think. And that's why, you know, so many people are advertising expanding your mind, opening up your mind, freeing your mind, but then they don't know what that really means. They want to free it for more sense gratification or higher level of sense gratification. But to really free the mind means you use it for Krishna. That means get it out from the darkness of illusion. That's real freedom. To be controlled by Krishna is freedom. Freedom from, you know, being forced to suffer and enjoy in the material world.
进步的进步还是有关于这个心意啊，这心意它就是如果我们还是在假我的控制之下嘛，那么假我它有欲望，物质自然就会控制。这心意它也是有灵性的心和物质的心意。如果我们困惑了，不想服务Krishna，那我们就处在物质的心意下。 那比如说像有时候的妈妈，跟Krishna有关系的一切，怎么服务Krishna，学Krishna，这都灵性的。就像眼睛有物质的眼睛，灵性的眼睛。然后现在有很多广告，就是说怎么让你的心意自由，他们并不知道什么是真正的心意自由。
It's something that, you know, we've never heard of before. You know, doesn't fit into any kind of material science or anything. So, as long as our material mind is trying to adjust these spiritual things, you know, to what we know and what we've experienced, we'll be stuck, you know. But when we really depend on Krishna, He will help us. And Krishna says, when one tries to serve me, Tesham Satchari Yuktanam, then I give knowledge. Krishna gives the knowledge. We can't get it any other way. But when we just try to serve Krishna, we beg and plead, then Krishna gives us knowledge.
当我们努力去做服务的时候，Krishna就会赐予我们智慧，就像《佛教梵歌》第十章种子师节所说的，Krishna就会处在人心中，与知识明灯驱散愚昧的黑暗，就是个物质心意，它是没办法去理解灵性的，我们只能依赖Krishna的帮助。 Okay, the next question. Jai Padma, 顶戴姑妈，感恩翻译，感谢您的主持，感恩大家聆听。请问 作为我们应该在多大程度上遵守伟达经的一些仪规呢？在这个卡里年代，我们太堕落了，完全没有宗教心。我们生活中，比如说搬新家的日子等等，是否需要询问，还是没有禁忌？我们应该以什么样的心态来接受感恩的仁慈阿尔提什呢？嗯，Abhinsis Guru Maharaj, thank you. My question is that, to what extent, to what degree should we follow some regulations of in Vedic regulation? In this Kali Yoga, we are so fallen.People have no religious. They are not religious. For example, if we move our house, should we inquire about the titi? Are there any two and four?In which mood should we accept?
Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
Okay. 这个禁忌就是永远记住 Krishna, 永不忘记 Krishna.
So, these things are there, but in this Kali Yuga, you know, there's notreally very many astrologers who are qualified, you see what asking, you'll get many different ideas, and, you know. So the best thing is just to always pray to Krishna and do what you have to do.
在斯卡里年代呢，有资格的星象家其实可以去咨询的寥寥无几，所以最好的呢就去向 Krishna 祈祷，然后去做你应该去做的事儿。
In the Vedas, the Vedas is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual master. So we follow what we get from them. If we start trying to study the Vedas, we don't have any access to anything in the Vedas. But the essence of all the Vedas is to always chant the Holy Name.
对于我们来说呢，我们的伟大经呢就是薄伽梵歌、圣辩薄伽瓦坛、灵应导师，我们只需要遵从这些就可以了，因为我们是没办法接近伟大经的，而伟大经的核心原则就是永远要记住奎师呢，要唱诵他的圣名。
Okay.
But if there are qualified astrologers, should we ask?
How do you know if they're qualified or not? It's okay, but we can't let that control our lives.
Okay.
But it's okay. I mean, you know, if we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or something, they would choose an auspicious time for initiation or for some ceremony, you know, for starting something. You can do that, but it's not absolutely necessary. Because if you're for serving Krishna, any time is auspicious.
我就追问了一句，就是说如果要是有合格的星象家，是不是应该询问呢？Maharaj 的回答就是说是可以的，但是我们不能让他们来控制了我们的生活。在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中呢，就是那里也说会选择一些日期来举行仪式啊，开始一个学习啊，是可以的，但是没有这个必要。 对于服务来说，任何时间都是吉祥的。
OK. The main injunction is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. If these other things help you to always remember Krishna, good, just do it.
OK. 最主要的呢，就是要永远记住 Krishna， 永不忘记 Krishna。那如果能够有助于我们做到这两个原则的话，那就是好的了。OK， 下一个问题来自于 Radha Nanda， 还请问 Gurudev， 奉爱瑜伽意味着全神贯注于至尊，一切都是为了 Krishna， 把一己的欲望全部转移到为 Krishna 服务，这样人生就成功了，这就是人形生命的唯一目的吗？Radha Nanda Devadasi further ask that Gurudev, the Bhakti Yoga means totally absorbed on the Supreme. Everything is done for Krishna and to convert our desire to the service for Krishna. Thus, our life is successful. Is this the only goal for the human life?
Yeah. The ultimate goal. Along the way, we have to have many other goals that help us to get there.
是的，这是终极的目标。但是在这条路上呢，会有其他的一些小的目标，帮助我们来达到这个终极的目标。
This is what we talk about constantly. What is the goal? You're going to die, right? So, in that sense, everyone, man, woman, child, animal, we all have the same goal. We're going to have to leave this body. We don't have to work about that. We have to work about what kind of consciousness we're going to be in at the time we're going to leave the body.
那么涉及到目标，就是因为人每个生物都在这个世界上都要死亡，无论是男女老少动物都要离开这个躯体，我们是无需为此而努力的了。我们需要努力的是，我们以什么样的知觉离开这具躯体。
So the goal is to be thinking of Krishna at the time of the death. So that means we want to be thinking of Krishna at the time of life.
目标是我们在离开躯体的时候要想着 Krishna。这就意味着我们活着的时候就要想着 Krishna。
Like, people ask, you know, there's a lot of topics, is there life after death?
有人就会问这个话题，死后还有生命吗？
You can ask, is there life after birth?Because most people, they take birth, but they don't never really live. They just eat, sleep, mate, and defend. They don't know what to do because they're not connected to Krishna.
我们就会转问他，你出生之后有活过吗？有没有活着的？因为他们并没有真正的活着。 只是在那里吃睡交费房费，没有与 Krishna 连接。
So, the Prabhupada said, they're showing symptoms of life, but they're not really living. They're moving, they're eating, sleeping, they're walking and talking, but it's not really life, they're not connected to Krishna, there's no real life there. So it's just being carried around by the imagination and experiencing happiness and distress and all that.
他们只是显示了活着的生命体征而已，只是在那里移动啊，说话呀，进食啊，但是呢他们没有那个生，没有真正的活着，就是对于灵魂来说，他们的灵魂并没有，他们就是他们是被物质自然所控制着的，在那里快乐痛苦啊，体验着这些冷热啊。
Okay. I just thought that's kind of a joke. Is there life after birth? You know? Many people nowadays are getting killed before they're even born. They're only in the womb for a few months and then they get killed.
Now, many people are just in the mother's womb and they're being pregnant.
Okay, next.
Next, Radha Nanda. Gurudev 那些达成终极目标的小目标分别是什么呢？像我们这样基础非常差的堕落者，在这一世的物质躯体消亡之前，能达到那个终极目标吗？Radha Nanda asked Gurudev, what are those small goals?Before we attain the ultimate goal, us, we are...
Whatever it is, we have to work, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to take care of this and that. So we do have goals day by day, but they're meant to, whatever it is, we should be careful, bringing us in the right direction.
比如说我们需要工作呀，我们要吃睡呀，要照顾很多的事情，这是我们每天要做的，但是我们对此要小心。
So, just like anything, in order to get to the final goal, you have to stop a few places along the way. You need to find a distant place.So today my goal is to get this far, and tomorrow the next one, the next one. And in 5 days I want to get to the next one. So it's not exactly the same day by day for everybody, but for us it's every day chant 16 rounds, every day probably the first one. And then we've achieved the goal, but we have to keep doing it until the time comes when we finally become it.It's day by day, okay, today I will follow, today I will serve, today I will chant. One day, every day. Then it's not so daunting thing that I have to chant for the next 20 years. What if I get sick? What if this happens? Just today I will chant, today I will try to chant better than yesterday. Today I will try to Show the devotees what I ask you, try to have better consciousness and better.
就是我们每一天都有我们的目标，我们每天都要念诵十六圈，遵守思想规范原则，我们就要保持这样，一直到最后。我们还要，今天要比昨天念诵的好，明天要每天都要比之前都要念的更好。我们也可以要每一天做更好的服务奉献者。
So, she
asked, because we start from a very low level, we are very fallen. So before this body vanished in this life, can we attain that ultimate goal?
Of course, how many times we have to tell you. Otherwise, why are we trying? Prabhupada said, finish it up in this lifetime. Go back to Godhead. All you have to do is every day chant your rounds and follow the principles, and you will attain it. Guaranteed. Please, quit doubting so much, you know. Trying to find a way, you know, oh, I can't do it anyway, I might as well quit. No. It's crazy. Just to say you're going to take the train, you know, to from Beijing, and we used to take the train to the slow trains. I took a couple times to get to Dongbei or something. 36 hours train. So it may seem like we're never going to get there. You know, you're stopping all the time, but you get there. You have to be patient, but you have to stay on the train. You can't just say, oh, I don't think we're going to get there, and just jump off. Then you'll never get there. You will if you practice, if you really have faith. If you don't have faith, you won't make it. If you think, I can't, then you won't be able to. You'll quit. You'll go off in sense gratification again.
Could, 能达到的，已经说过很多次了。这就是为什么我们帕帕德也说过，就这一世你就结束你这个结束所有这些事情，就这一世就回去。就好像马尔舍举了个例子，他坐火车从北京到东北，有的时候坐那个慢车需要花36个小时，那不停的停啊，一站一站的，好像是永远到不了，但是需要有耐心，你只要留在火车上不跳下去不下车，你就等到，只要持续不断的休息，您要有信心，不要放弃，不要放弃去从事感官享乐，最终就能达到。然后每天念诵十六圈，遵守思想规范原则。
So if we have the desire, Krishna will help us to whatever we desire. If you have a desire to not go back to Godhead and not complete it, He'll help you do that also.
如果我们有什么愿望， Krishna 一定会帮助我们的。但是如果我们的愿望是不回去，不完成，那 Krishna 也会帮助我们的。
Krishna fulfills desires.
Krishna 是满足我们的欲望的。
He's very kind.
他特别的好心，特别的善良。
Purify our desires.
我们要净化我们的愿望。
Just say, I want Krishna.
你要就是说，不停地告诉自己，我就只要 Krishna， 我只要 Krishna。
To get to Krishna, you may have to do a lot of things. You may have to work, you may have to have family sometimes, you may have to do many things. But the goal is we want to keep trying to get towards Krishna.
我们在要达到这个目标的时候，我们在达到这个目标呢，我们也有一些小目标啊，我们要工作呀，我们还有家庭啊，我们还要处理别的事情。但是我们的目标是这个，我们就是目标是确定的，而且我们是朝着Krishna在迈进着的。
Okay. So you guarantee, just keep going, keep trying.
所以呢，您是有保障的，只需要不断的向前进，不断的努力。
Yeah.
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada said that simply we have to chant up 16 rounds and follow four regular principles every day throughout our whole life. But in other cases, Srila Prabhupada said that we should chant up 16 rounds without offense.
Yeah, and that's what it means to really chant 16 rounds. But if you just keep, and that's why we worship Lord Chaitanya, because he doesn't take offense.
我又追问了一句啊，有的时候怕说我们念诵十六圈遵守思想规范原则，然后我们就这样一辈子这么做就能回归；有的时候怕说我们要没有慢犯念十六圈遵守思想原则。 真实的含义就是没有冒犯念诵，但只要我们持续不断念下去，就能最后免除冒犯。所以，因为这个原因，我们崇拜主产他念，因为主产他念他不接受冒犯。 But sometimes I heard devotees said that when they worship Lord Chaitanya, if they have done something wrong. Lord Chaitanya will not be happy also.
Yeah. If we're purposely doing things wrong and expecting him to help us, that doesn't work. We're fallen, we're conditioned, so we make mistakes, we're not perfect. But if we keep trying to do the right thing, to follow the guidance, to stay on the road, stay on the train, don't jump off. You know, you'll get there.
因为我们都是，我又质问了一句，就是我听说有的奉献者说，他们崇拜主产丹尼，然后如果他们做错事，主产丹尼会不高兴。然后回答是说，我们不会去，我们是指的是，我们不要故意去犯错误。 但如果我们去努力的话，我们去在指导之下，我们就在走在这条路上，我们不要跳车、跳下火车，那我们最后就能到达目的地。Like
Ajahnmayal, he wasn't pure when he chanted Narayan, but it was without offense. It was hard to understand. So then he became pure. He was accepted as pure, and he gave up all his sinful life, and he went and practiced meditation this time. And then
he 但他是没有冒犯的念诵着的，那后来呢？他这种念诵呢，就是被接受了，最后他放弃了他的这个活动，他去冥想，最后呢，他有一个白坤的飞机就来接他的。
Okay. Hare Krishna. The idea is you chant and you try to be free from offense. Krishna is very merciful. If you're trying to avoid offenses, he will accept it if you're not making offenses. If we think it's okay, Krishna will help me, I can make all the offenses I want, then it doesn't work. Then we have to suffer the results of the offenses.
就是这个要点，就是我们要努力的去免除冒犯的念，没有冒犯的念诵，这种努力也被接受为是没有冒犯的，就是试图去避免冒犯，这也被接受为是没有冒犯。但如果我们想啊，没有关系，我做点冒犯，啊、Krishna 会帮忙的，这个想法行不通的。最后呢，我们会因为我们的冒犯要受苦。
It's science, and ultimately, we have to have faith in the Holy Name, we have to have faith in the Guru, and just keep going, keep walking, keep trying, keep swimming, whatever you're doing to try to get across the lake, you have to keep going, you keep moving, and then you get there. If you trip and fall, you get up and keep moving.
所以我们关键是要对圣灵有信心，对 Guru 有信心，不断的进步，就是往前走，不断的念诵，不断的就像我们在海游泳，我们要跨越一个坡，我们不停的要去游。
Okay,
thank you so much.
And try to make questions from the book.
请大家
Not to hear other devotees say or just that. To confirm. When people tell you something, you have to ask them, where did you get this information? Which book? Which verse?
感谢大家的聆听和问题，祝大家晚安，Hare Krishna。